whale of a settlement.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, in for David Brancaccio, with the global perspective on business and economics. JP Morgan Chase is apparently getting ready to settle with U.S. regulators over huge losses racked up by one of its traders known as the London Whale. The bank is reportedly ready to admit wrongdoing over the ill-fated trades. Joining us live from London is Marketplace's Stephen Beard. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Stacey.
So remind us, Stephen, who was the London Whale and how much did he lose?
Bruno Ixell, a derivatives trader known as the London Whale because of the market swamping Leviathan scale of the bets he was making. The trades that he and his team took out went sour, losing JP Morgan Chase about $6 billion.
So why is the bank admitting culpability here? I mean, that's unusual.
Yes, they usually neither admit nor deny culpability. They pay up and keep schnump. But a bit difficult in this case, since the boss, Jamie Dimon, already fessed up earlier in the summer. He said this: bad strategy, badly vetted, badly monitored, badly controlled, embarrassing, terrible, sorry. Not much wriggle room in there. Also, the new head of the SEC, Mary Jo White, has signaled a tougher line, saying that she will seek public admissions of wrongdoing where the misconduct is egregious.
What about the fate of the whale himself? Is he going to be penalized?
Well, he, according to reports, will not be fined or penalized. Here's Stephen Lewis of Monument Securities.
Perhaps in this instance, it is seen as a corporate breakdown, and it would be unfair to victimize an individual.
But the whale is not entirely out of the woods, if I can mix my metaphors. The FBI is still investigating whether criminal laws were broken.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Stacey.
The markets are mixed this Friday morning. London's FTSE is up 0.2%. Germany's DAX is down 0.1%. U.S. markets gained some ground yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.2% to close at 15,498. Many children are heading back to school soon, just as districts impose the 5.2% cuts in education funding mandated by the sequester. That adds up to more than $1.5 billion. Andrea Gardner looks now at what that means in the classroom.
According to the American Association of School Administrators, 3 out of 4 superintendents said the sequester cuts would force them to eliminate jobs, on average about 5 per district. Those employees likely worked with poor and disabled students because federal dollars often fund programs for the disadvantaged, says Sean Guerin with the advocacy group Fair Share.
The kids that need it the most and the schools that are least prepared to handle these cuts are the ones that are going to see the brunt.
The sequester hits the Head Start program hard because it's solely funded by the government. About 65,000 fewer low-income children will join the early education program this year. For Keisha Woods, a director of Head Start in Los Angeles, it means 900 fewer slots.
We've had calls so far that I was dependent on my 3-year-old to get in, so now I'm going to have to quit my job.
Woods says it means thousands of children won't be ready for kindergarten while their parents suffer their own career setbacks. I'm Andrea Gardner for Marketplace.
If you're a tenant facing eviction, chances are you'll lose in court. Most landlords hire attorneys, and most tenants go unrepresented. But California is piloting a program that provides free counsel to low-income tenants, and it could actually save taxpayers money. Rowan Moore Garrity has the story.
Are there any questions at this moment?
At the Stanley Mosque Courthouse in Los Angeles, if you don't have a lawyer, and most people here don't, you stand a 99% chance of getting kicked out of your apartment.
When one's basic rights are on the line, housing, health care, custody over one's child, there is no right to a lawyer.
That's L.A. City Attorney Mike Feuer. As a state legislator, Feuer authored a bill to create the Shriver Project. It's a pilot program offering lawyers to people facing life-altering cases in civil court.
More justice, more cost-effective.
Cost-effective because having an attorney can actually help avoid a trial. Out of 2,500 cases the Shriver Project has seen so far in L.A., all but 40 have been settled out of court. Landlords like Richard Otterstrom say it's not worth taking an eviction case to trial. He says most start for a simple reason.
For non-payment of rent. And that's basically an automatic win for the landlord.
Shriver Project attorneys argue that non-payment of rent isn't always as simple as it seems. 75-year-old Lorenza Cardeno is a retired cleaning woman. She spent the last 17 years with her three birds in a studio apartment in Los Angeles. Her rent went up in May.
I always pay before they ask for the rent.
But Cardeno forgot to include that increase in her money order for May's rent. She was short by $17.55, and that was enough to earn her an eviction notice.
I think I would have ended up on the street.
Through the Shriver Project, an attorney at the Inner City Law Center filed an answer to Cardeno's eviction notice. Her landlord dropped the case immediately. Her apartment isn't perfect. She says she traps about one rat every month.
All I want is for them to leave me at peace, and I'll go on killing rats.
And that's cheaper than providing emergency services to a 75-year-old living on the street. If it saves California money, the Shriver Project hopes it will serve as a national model. In Los Angeles, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity for Marketplace.
And finally, they say you can never be too rich or too skinny. But if it comes down to a choice, skinny wins the day. A new survey from Credit Karma found 72% of Americans would rather keep their current debt than gain 25 pounds and be debt-free. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.